Good morning. We're learning Chayodim Hilchus Tefillin Klal Yud Gimel. We're looking at Siman Zayin. Now here he deals with a different question. Where was it? Not that the person took off the tefillin, with thereby having the conscious thought to either what he plans to do with them, to put them back on, took them off with intent not to put them back on, took them off stam, not without any plan, like we spoke about yesterday, but nishmatu mimikayman. The tefillin moved out of place, which the Mishmar points out, means that the majority of the tefillin is no longer in the proper place, where a person can be yotzei to the mitzvah. The shalrosh moved out of the between his eyes. The shalyad moved off of the kiburis, off of the biceps. And therefore, the person is no longer wearing tefillin. And he's moving them to put them back into place. Now the question is, does he need a new bracha under these circumstances or not? Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch says that a person under those circumstances has to make a new bracha, because if they moved out of place, there is nothing which is allowing him to hold on to the mitzvah by saying he had intent to do it again. He was not. It happened without his awareness, without his intent. It just happened. So in that situation, a person would need to make a new bracha when he puts it back. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Magen Avraham, b'shem Ashlo Kosev, they ain't Sarach Levorach. The Magen Avraham says, however, that the minhag nowadays is not to do so. And what's the logic behind that? The logic behind that, the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shloah, is since we only wear tefillin during davening, and since we bedavka wear tefillin during davening, so it's equivalent as if when he made the bracha lechatchila, he had in mind to wear tefillin throughout the davening, and if the tefillin would move out of place, he would want to move them back into place. So that original intent to wear tefillin the whole davening makes it, even when it moves out of place, his point is not just to leave it like that, but to put it back and to continue to wear, and that's planned from beforehand, as it were, so it's not considered an interruption in the mitzvah, which would require an ubracha. However, the Chayadim writes, the Chayadim says that the other person disagrees and says that you do make a bracha. Chayadim says, when nearly the Mavarach lo hifsid, that the Chayadim says that I understand that that person is not mechuyev to make a bracha, because there's an argument that your person does not need to make a bracha, but the argument that one should make a bracha is strong enough that if a person wishes to do so, he has not done anything improper, he hasn't lost by any avera, and therefore he gained the appropriate bracha by doing so. So I'm not telling you that he must make the bracha, but I'm telling you that if he does, it's a good idea. The Mishnah Berurah actually brings the Magen Avraham in the name of the Shloah and seems to accept that argument, that in a case when it's during davening, he's not Maseich Das, and therefore he does not make a bracha in that situation. Where would this halacha of Nishutumi Mekarman, which the Shulchan Aruch says yes, apply to a person who continues to wear tefillin later in the day? So that we don't have this automatic assumption that he wants to put it back on again, and a person's tefillin would move out of place, and then he would want to put them back into place. He should make a new bracha. However, during davening, the Mishnah Berurah comes out, it's better not to do like the Chayadim, it's better not to do like the Chayadim, it's better not to make another bracha. What's interesting over here is that we have this similar discussion by the Talis which falls over a person during davening. We said that the Shulchan Aruch simply gave the example of it fell off during Shemoneh Esrei, which every person would want it back afterwards, and still the halacha is you must make a bracha. And there the Mishnah Berurah does not bring that the Shloah disagrees. The Magen Avraham does not bring the Shloah disagrees in that situation. So we're differentiating over here in halacha between the tefillin and the talis. By tefillin, we say that there's an automatic intent at the beginning of davening, that if it moves all out of place, he has intent for that. Whereas by the case of the talis, we're assuming that since the Mishnah Berurah did not mention this difference, and the Chayadim did not even bring that anybody disagrees, whereas over here at least he mentioned that somebody disagrees, apparently that tefillin and talis are not the same. Rabbi Walter from the Woodside Synagogue pointed out to me that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal held that you could compare the two, but it seems to be pretty clear from the Mishnah Berurah and the Chayadim that they disagree with this point of Rosh Hashanah Zalman and hold you cannot compare the two. One simple explanation of the difference is that tefillah moving out of place is a very common issue, whereas the talus falling off is not that common, so that a person would have in mind at the beginning of the davening, in case his tefillah moved out of place, that he wants to adjust that and put them back on, and his bracha should work for that as well. We can assume that's something which he thought about, since he must wear tefillin for the whole davening. Whereas talus, which falls off totally, that's not as common. So the person, we can't assume the person automatically had intent that it should continue and address that scenario. There are other possible explanations, but that's at least one approach to understand the difference between the two cases. And I think we can possibly accept that. Have a good day.